Mishnah Dalet, the process and the different stages of the Yom Kippur service continues. And at this point, the Kohen Gadol goes to the mikveh and then changes into the Yom Kippur clothes. Perishes sodden shall boots beinu bein ha'am. They would spread a linen sheet between the Kohen Gadol and the people, so that the people wouldn't see him as he got undressed. Poshat, he took off his regular clothes. Yorad v'tovel, he went down and went to the mikveh and purified himself. Ola, he came up out of the mikveh in his tapag and dried himself. And then Hiviu Labigdi Zohov, which literally means that they brought him his golden clothes. And this is referring to the clothes which the Kohen Gadol wore every day whenever he served in the Beis HaMikdash. There were 8 big day kahuna which the Kohen Gadol had to wear, and 4 of them contained gold. So they were known as the Bigdei Zohov, the golden clothes. And since the Kohen Gadol was about to do a part of the service, which was done every day, it wasn't specifically only done on Yom Kippur, so he would wear the regular clothes of the Kohen Gadol. Velovash, he got dressed for Kiddushat V'raglov, and he washed his hands and his feet. This would be the first of 10 times, as we learned in the previous Mishnah. What happened next? Hevilos HaTomid, they brought him the Korban Tomid, which would be brought in the morning. Karotzai, he cuts the animal. And what this means is that he slaughters the animal, but he doesn't cut across the entire neck. Rather, he cuts through the majority of the food pipe and the windpipe. That is the minimum amount for the slaughtering, for the shchita to be valid. But he doesn't cut any more than that. Rather, Umeirik Acher Shchita Yadoi, somebody else, a different Kohen, completes the shechita for him. So he would cut the remainder of the pipes and go through the neck. And this was in order that the Kohen Gadol be able to do the next thing, which was Kibbalas Adam. He received the blood in a container, Uzrakai, and he threw it onto the Mizbeach. All of the Beis HaMikdash services done on Yom Kippur had to be done by the Kohen Gadol. And that's why somebody else had to complete the slaughtering, so that he would be able to catch the blood in the utensil. So before offering the limbs of the Korban Tomid onto the Mizbeach, he would first, just like every day, he would first Nichnas Lahaktik Toshal Shachar, he would enter into the Beis HaMikdash building, the Kodesh, to offer up the morning Ktoires, the incense, the spices, Ulehidviz Aneiros, and to prepare the candles, clean out the wicks and the oil, prepare it for lighting, Ulehakves Aresh Vesoivorim, and then he would offer the head and the limbs of the Korban Tomid, Vesachavitin and the Minchas Chavitin, the flower offering of the Kohen Gadol, and he would also offer a flower offering for the Jewish people, just like whenever Korban Tomid was brought, Vesayayin, and the wine for Yayin Nesech, where the wine was poured onto the Mizbeach. That was all done just like every day.